Faith is trust in the Father. Mark 11:20-24. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look. The fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith in God. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Matthew chapter 6, 28-30 And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Faith is taking Jesus at his word. Luke chapter 5 verse 1-4. So it was, as the multitude pressed Jesus to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. However, the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then Jesus got into one of the boats, Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And Jesus sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Luke chapter 5, 5-8. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Faith receives the full salvation. Matthew chapter 9, 1-7 And Jesus entered into a ship and passed over, and came into his own city. And, behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus seeing their faith said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. And, behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think you evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven you, or to say, Arise, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then Jesus said to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up your bed, and go unto your house. And the man arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, who had given such power unto men.